Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing great today and enjoy these stories. Make sure you check out my Patreon in the description for early access and my podcast in the description below too. I have a quick message before the story starts, so if you want to go straight to the stories and there's timestamps in the description below. So for today I'd like to share this. I think whatever you're struggling with, it's very important to not understate the importance of exercise and maintaining your health. It can be easy to let it go if you feel down and bad, but honestly it's really paramount that you can maintain a relatively healthy lifestyle, because it does have major links to your mental health that you might not realise, especially if you've not necessarily exercised before. So I think it's something important to consider, and it can probably make a big difference, so I hope that can help someone. I hope you enjoy and have a great week. Take care. I'm a park ranger, and even when I'm off duty, I absolutely love to go camping. Now, this is something that had never changed and has been something I've really done for a long time. I used to go with one of my best friends, but we kind of become distant after he moved for college and I did. So often I'd end up going tenting alone and camping. Now, there was one particular trip that I went on that seemed perfectly normal. Now, I had to drive a good 3 or 4 hours to actually get to here, so it is a relatively long trip, I guess. At the time, my car didn't have a working radio, so it was relatively annoying. I mean, I could get it to work sometimes, but I'd literally have to hit the side until it come to life. Now, I didn't set off too late. I actually set off relatively early in the morning, and the drive up there was beautiful. I'd love to say I had music playing, but like I said, I didn't have any of that, so I just had the windows down using the air to help keep me wake up. It's a technique I've deployed before when I felt extra tired. I drank all my coffee too, so I didn't have much else I could do. Now, when I start doing this, I realise that an absolutely massive bug has come into my truck, and I actually almost crashed into some trees just because it made me jump. This thing came a couple of inches from my face, and I promise you, it was the last thing I expected. Luckily, I managed to swipe it out of the window and end up doing up all the windows again. Now, on my drive, the sun's just starting to rise and it's really beautiful. It's actually a little bit blinding really, and I have to put on my sunglasses and put down the thing on top that kind of covers the light. I don't know what it's called, but you know what I mean. Where you can sort of store papers and stuff. I was actually quite hesitant to get this thing down on my truck because I was 100% convinced that a massive creature was going to come out, like had come in the window earlier. But luckily nothing was there. So I continue on my drive, and I do realise that there's another truck behind me, not too far off. I haven't noticed it before, but something about it just seems a little weird. Originally, I think it's actually one of my friends who has a similar one, but I realise this is different. Also, all of the windows are really tinted out. In fact, I don't think it was legal how tinted these windows were, but hey, I'm not an officer, I'm just going here to enjoy my trip. Now, my new friend of mine followed me for a good hour, and I do think it's pretty odd. I would every so often see another car or truck going past, but not that often. And especially none that were following me. I decided that I was going to park off at the side of the road to use the toilet. Now, I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit that, but I was relatively desperate and the coffee had kind of got to me and I drank a lot before, so I pull over quickly. I'm so desperate that I forget about the truck behind me and I run off into the woods. It's funny because I probably look like a madman, but hey, I was desperate. I'd gone quite far because I really didn't want anyone to see me, and I knew if anyone recognised me as being a ranger, I'd probably get in a lot of trouble for it. It's extremely unlikely, but it's just something that ran through my mind. So I run off and alleviate myself. Just as I finish, there's a massive spider just next to my foot. I jump back and kind of kick some leaves in its direction and it scurries off. Thank God that thing didn't go up me when I was using the toilet, I think to myself and kind of laugh. I then hurry back to my truck because I'm getting a little bit cold because the trees are actually blocking out some of the sunlight. I quickly adjust my rearview mirror to make sure I can see good when I'm driving, and I notice the truck has stopped again. It stopped just out of sight, but this is weird because it's been with me for at least an hour. Maybe they assumed it was a rest stop. I don't know. Pretty unrealistic. I decide I should start driving forward and just keep an eye on it. I'm glad to say that it eventually goes out of sight, and I continue on, and I quickly forget about the truck. Now, there's a good chance that maybe they just decided that they were going to stop in the same place as me, and presume that was what you're allowed to do here. But I'm not so sure, to be honest. Something about it just seemed really off and odd. But anyway, I was happy that there was no weird bugs or insects around me at this point, and I continue on my way. And that's the most important thing for me now. I continue driving, and I still have a couple of hours left now. It's not too much further, but I was starting to get a bit bored, not having the radio on. I think maybe that was making me a little bit overcautious and overthinking everything, because you know, when there's nothing there to distract you, I guess your mind can kind of run wild and get away from you. I continue and I eventually make it to the area that I love to go camping. Luckily enough for me, when I pull up, I don't see another car in sight, which is absolutely gorgeous for me. I'm someone who likes being around people, but I suppose where I have to do it relatively often for my job, I appreciate having uninterrupted time within nature. Now, the area where I park my car is far away from a big flooded area. Well, it's not really flooded, it's from rainfall, but I do not want to fall in this because I know if I get wet out here, I'm gonna have a nightmare trying to dry off my clothes, and I don't really have enough to not be in trouble if that happens. Quickly grab everything from out my truck and I make my way through the gate. I then continue and make my way over to the main path. There's some areas that I've camped in before around here, but I want to get away from people, so I decide to continue on. I had some really nice boots with me that I'd bought. They weren't ones I used while I was on the job, they're just ones that I found really comfortable. They're very lightweight too. I'm actually trying my best not to get them dirty, which is something I'm quite embarrassed to admit, because I know if some of my ranger friends had heard me admit that, they would probably give me endless grief for it, but I really like my shoes and wanted to keep them tidy. I have some camouflage pattern on too, which is something I always liked to wear when I went out into the woods. It sounds stupid, but I like the idea of being able to hide from animals and things if I really need it. But of course, you're always going to get ones that can just smell you, but hey, it made me feel a little bit better. Now, no, I didn't have a camouflage matching tent too, which would be really funny if I did, but I kind of wish I did, but I'll get to that later. Now, I eventually make it to my camping spot, and I quickly get a fire going. I decide that I'm going to cook some food, and I want to collect as much firewood as I can so I don't have to do it in the following morning. Now, everything's normal, and I actually really enjoyed the first night. I remembered laying back on my sleeping bag, which I had just poking out of the tent. I was staring up at the stars, and for the first time in my life, I saw a shooting star, which I thought was really cool. I jokingly made a wish to myself that I'd make it out of there in one piece, which I actually thought was really funny at the time. With my head rested on the side, I can hear some kind of rustling off in the trees around me. Now, I'm a little bit worried that it's some kind of animal, but I stop for a moment just to try and figure out what this is. The fire's gone out at that point, so I'm pretty sure they can't see me, unless it's just some of the burning embers that are going strong still from my fire. Now, I'm almost certain I can make out the sound of somebody calling out for help. What's really weird is it sounds like my brother. I know that's impossible though, because he's about 5 states over, and I'm certain he's not here with me. I think maybe it's some form of delirium and my mind playing tricks on me, and I decide that I should probably get some sleep, and I needed the rest. I guess I'm kind of freaked out from what happened earlier still and haven't realized it, and maybe my mind's just playing tricks on me. I really need the sleep. I get into the tent and I try and convince myself that this is an owl. But every so often I just faintly hear it, almost like it's perfectly in place for me to hear my brother calling out for help just as I'm about to sleep. Yeah, that's it. It must be my mind, I tell myself. You're half fading in and out of consciousness. Just get some rest. I eventually manage to sleep. I wake up the next day and I feel absolutely terrible. I have a really bad headache and I really struggle to get out of bed. I start to question whether it was something I've eaten or drinking, but everything seems to be fine. I actually go and smell my food to make sure that it's not gone off, but everything's fine. I think this is quite bizarre and I think, oh, maybe I'm a bit unwell and I should probably head back soon. I decide the best thing to do now is not to pay too much attention to it and just to head on. I think if I'm really unwell, I can always head back sooner, and I'm happy to do so. I then start on my journey once again. Now, for this part of my trip, I'm going to do some fishing, which is something I love, so I'm quite excited for this. I have all my bait and everything with me and a fishing rod, so I head off. I make it over to the area that I like to do fishing in, and I cast my reel. I fumbly knocked over my bait and I'm quite annoyed because all of the little maggots and things are now swimming in the water and I'm not going to be able to get them back easily. I could say, ha, I guess it's no fishing now. I ended up waiting for a good few hours, but unfortunately there was no fish for me to catch that day. I jokingly say, ha, well, you're going to enjoy this food I've left there for your fish. I then turn to leave and start gathering up my stuff. And I can hear somebody scream, "No, you're not," just off in the distance, just out of earshot. I pause for a moment. I'm convinced the fish aren't talking to me, but I'm not certain now. Maybe I'm really unwell and I'm starting to hallucinate and imagine things that aren't actually there. I then laugh and say, "Ha, say it again." I didn't realize anyone else was here, and I'm met with complete silence. Now, I think this is extremely odd because I clear as day heard somebody respond to what I just said, but the thing that really gets to me is the distance. I didn't say my part very loud, but they said theirs very far away, so how could they have possibly heard me? It doesn't make sense. I go to turn around and I can faintly see the embers from a fire just off in the distance, with another not too far off to the side of me. I realise maybe I've intruded upon someone else's site and decide to leave quickly. I don't want to mess with whoever's here, and they seem a little bit weird, I decide, and I head back to the camp. Now, it was relatively dark when I started to head back, and I have a horrible feeling that something bad's about to happen, but being a ranger, I convince myself it's nothing and just to calm down and stop being silly. When I'm making my way back, however, there's something I've realised that's just odd. I can still see the faint glow of embers near the water, but I don't smell any fire, and I definitely don't see any smoke. And surely if somebody was there recently, I would have realised that there would have been some sign. I was too scared, honestly, to investigate further at the time, but I know that I have to make it back to my campsite now to be within relative safety. I'm annoyed at myself for knocking over all the bait and the water too and decide just to get home, make some nice food and call it a night in my tent. I go over there to do that and I just put all my things down and everything seems to be back to normal as it was. But it isn't exactly. Some of my things have definitely been moved and I'm actually seriously questioning whether I'm very unwell and haven't realised it. I mean, waking up and feeling terrible, knocking over the bait so clumsily, and not realising where my things are when I've returned. I've put all of this down to food poisoning, or something I've drank that I definitely shouldn't have, and that I need to cut the trip early. I say, yeah, just make the trip early, and I decide just to tuck into some of my favourite food earlier than I was supposed to, because I know I'm going to be going back the next morning. Now, I make it back into my tent and I stayed up for what must have been 2 or 3 hours trying to listen to make sure that there was nobody around me at the time. I can't hear anyone. And that's when I remembered it again. Why did I hear my brother calling out my name? I must be really unwell now. and I slowly, slowly start drifting in and out of consciousness, but somehow I'm just about able to keep myself awake when I hear it. Screams for help once again, this time closer. Now, it's not in my brother's voice this time. I don't actually recognize the voice, but it sounds very real. I wait for a few moments to try and listen, and I'm met with silence again. I really think that my mind's going now, but I know this was real. I decide to slowly unzip my tent, grabbing my knife. I took my head out of the tent cautiously, and I'm met once again with nothing. I'm now extremely annoyed because there's either someone in danger that I'm not helping or I'm imagining all of it. And I decide that I have to investigate. I quickly put on my warmer clothes and head out. What's worse is, I don't really have much charge on my flashlight. I have to use it very sparingly and only in flashes. But the problem is, my eyes aren't really adjusting to the darkness and I can't rely on my light source, so I have to keep this in mind. I decide I'm going to use a technique that we've been taught in Ranger School. I'm going to circle around the perimeter of my tent to make my way back again. I do have quite a good idea of my bearings, and I guess it's from being a ranger that really helped me out with that. So I head out in one direction and make my start. Now, initially, everything seems normal. I make it about 100 yards away from where my tent is, and I turn back and realize that I may have not put out the fire as well as I thought I had. I realize that I can still see a red glow coming from just off to the side of my tent. Just as I turn back to make sure I put it out correctly, it goes off suddenly. I think this is really bizarre, but I don't think much of it and continue my search. There's either somebody out here on drugs, or somebody who's really needing help and is in danger and might be injured. Maybe they've been out here for weeks, who knows, and I might be their only way to safety. I decide that I have to figure out what this is, and I continue the search. The thing is, I don't find anything until suddenly, help, right next to me. I'm convinced it's a person now because it's at head height, and I turn around and I can see it's something just behind the tree. I think this is pretty weird because why can't I see this person? The tree is very small, but I can hear this. I can hear help once again. I then get closer to the tree and I realize that there's a speaker taped to the side of it. I think this is really weird. In my frustration of something scaring me so much, I ended up punching it and breaking it. I didn't hear the cry for help again. I think this is really odd, thinking maybe some stupid hunters put it out here, thinking it's going to attract some kind of weird God knows what, and I shouldn't have stumbled upon it. I decide that I should really get back and maybe get some sleep now. Now, I'm absolutely exhausted by this point, and I know hiking back's an option, but it's going to be virtually impossible because how far I have to go. I decide the best thing I can do at this point is pick up all of my belongings and set up camp somewhere else. So I go back to my tent. I'm very cautious to make sure no one else is around me, and I gather my things. It takes me a good 20 minutes to put everything away, and the whole time I have my knife in my pocket, where I can very easily grab it and get anyone if I need to. Now I try and act very confident, portraying the fact that I'm not scared, but really I feel terrified. The weirdest thing is, I'm not convinced whether this is anybody actually out here or not at this point. I'm pretty certain it's my mind playing tricks on me because of something I've eaten or drank, so I'm not too worried if that makes sense. I get all of my things together and I head off. I only go for about 20 minutes or so because I'm not really sure what direction I'm heading in. Once finding a really good spot, I set my tent up and set a wind for the night, and I must have passed out. I wake up in a dream where everything's a very warm color and it seems to be daylight. It's almost like just as the sun started to come up and everything's very beautiful and you feel very warm. I realize it must be daylight now and I force myself to wake up. I go to touch part of my tent and it's extremely warm. I think this is odd, but luckily I can get out another way and I quickly do that. And I'm blinded. Literally, it's like staring at the sun for a second and I turn around. And suddenly I smell smoke. Now my brain suddenly kicks to life. Something's off here. I quickly worm my way out of the tent, and I realize now that it's not daylight. It's nightfall. It's still the same night, and my tent is on fire, and some of my belongings around me. I look, and everything I own virtually is on fire, and my tent is starting to collapse. I think this is a dream, and I wipe my eyes frantically, but it isn't. I reach down for my knife quickly. I scream out, "Hey, who is this? What are you doing to me?" Still not entirely sure if it was an accident or not. But then I realize there's no fire here. I left my original campsite. I realize now that something has set fire to my tent while I was sleeping. And if I hadn't have woke up when I did, I wouldn't be here now. I would be literally starting to set on fire, slowly trapped in my tent. I want to say I was brave, and I wait to find whoever this sick person or whatever this thing was to get them with the knife, but I wasn't. I ran. I ran for my life. I turn around quickly and continue in the direction that I would have went if I continued hiking for a good spot. I didn't care where I was going, I just had to get out of here. I can't hear anything else behind me, luckily. Just the sounds of the fire behind me. The thing that's worse is the fire is actually spreading now, and I'm quite worried there's going to be a big forest fire. There's enough dry leaves to set up half of this place, but that's a later issue. I continue going, constantly glancing back, and realizing that I must have covered some distance because the fire is getting more and more distant from my view. Eventually I've slowed down a bit and just start climbing up a hill. I take one last look back at the campsite, the last I'll ever see of my tent, and I can just about make out a figure next to the fire, standing there, certainly staring in my direction. That was more than enough for me to know that this wasn't just in my mind, this was all very real and it wasn't an accident that I caused. I turn round and I hike for another good 40 minutes in the cold night air, with the moonlight as my only guidance. Being a ranger, I have a very good idea of where I'm going, luckily, and I manage to make it back to an area that I know quite well. I loop round back onto the small path that's going to lead me back to my car. This is when I break out into a sprint again when I can see my truck. I quickly get in, and almost on autopilot, get it into reverse. Now my adrenaline must have been going really strong because I actually can't remember turning the keys to the ignition. Just the engine come into life. Again, I don't remember driving down the road, but I drove for another 45 minutes until I make it to a local town. I immediately pull over into a bar because it's one of the only places that is still open now. I walk in and demand to use the phone. I don't even explain what's happened. They must have been able to see that something was wrong because they handed me the phone without asking anything. I quickly called the fire department and alert them that there might be a forest fire, and then I called the police and explained what's happened, and I also called in to the ranger station that I worked at just to explain that I wouldn't be coming into work for the next few days because something that happened. Now at first they thought I was drunk because of the music in the background, but something about my tone told them otherwise. I was eventually able to meet up with the police a few minutes later and explain exactly what happened. They told me that they were going to send out a squad to investigate. A few moments later, I heard a fire truck scream in past two. Someone offered me a beer, but I declined because I wanted to make sure I was 100% sure of what had happened as I made the police report. I went over to the truck and explained everything that happened and said, "Can I please just sleep now? I don't want to investigate this. I don't want to know anything else," and they gave me their number so I can call back the following day. Nicely, they even offered to drive me over to a local motel where they paid for me to spend the night, which I greatly appreciated. I made it into bed and completely passed out and woke up 12 hours later. This time I wasn't in danger, and the light I could see around me was real, and I felt completely safe this time, and thank God for that. I called back the number again, and the police informed me that they're still doing a continuing investigation, and they can only tell me what they found from that first night. They said they had a good search, and thankfully there was no big fire. It had already gone out by the time they got there, but there was still a good 50 or so square meters of scorched earth. They looked as hard as they possibly could for any signs of life or people out there that could have caused this, but all they found was a burnt out tape recorder just next to a tree that was burnt down. I then explained that I had actually heard voices on the tape recorder, and they said thank you for the information as. But of course, this was completely burnt now and virtually useless for their case. I'm still waiting for updates, but I'll let your imagination figure out what happened. I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, that somebody was hunting me and was looking for a murder victim that day, and they'd been stalking me from the truck, probably looking for someone they thought was innocent and an easy target to get out in the woods. But they probably didn't realize they were messing with a ranger, someone who knew that wilderness very well, and was able to use techniques to stay completely calm, even though everything around them was going wrong. Now, I've been sitting on this story for many years now, and it might not be as creepy as some of them on here, but it's really creepy to me. Now, my aunt owned a large piece of land, literally over 100 acres, in northwest Connecticut for many years now. Her property is located in a state park that is mostly uninhabited and only frequented by backpackers. Her land is well off any main roads, and you have to drive through quite a lot of forest to reach her home. She bought the land and remodeled the old house that was already built on it, so it was more livable. And going up to visit her has always been my favorite thing to do. I've been going very early since I was actually a baby and spent countless hours exploring the woods, creeks, and land around the house. We'll call it the farm, although it's not really a true one, as there's not any agriculture or livestock there. My auntie does have some rescued miniature horses, alpacas, donkeys, and other animals like ducks. Well, back in the day, really. Now, the animals are on par with some of the best protected in the area, and they're very happy and have a great life there. They're actually quite chubby, really. Now, the rest of the farm is untouched woodlands. In the early 2000s, she decided to install a 12-foot fencing around the property, although it only encloses about 80 acres of land she owns. She explained to me that she couldn't stand the sound of the coyotes howling right outside her window at night, and that she had some creepy encounters while living out here. She did not go into details of these since I was a young child. She lives alone though, so I understand why she wanted a sense of security living so deep in the woods. We are originally from the Bayous of Louisiana, so being in this type of environment was new to all of us. Anyway, despite being initially unfamiliar with the land, I eventually learned to navigate the area very well as a child. I had a few favorite spots, and one was up a small foothill in the deepest part of the woods. I would go up every so often that eventually a small path was established in the brush, and I would bring my cousins with me to show them my little oasis. Now, this is in 2008 when I was about 10 years old. I took a summer trip to my aunt's and brought my best friend Alex with me. She and I often took trips here together during our childhood, and this was not her first time accompanying me to the farm. I remembered that we were in the woods at my favorite spot, sitting together, listening to Katy Perry playing Doodle Jump on our new iPad touches. This makes me laugh, but we were just trying to enjoy some nature while getting a feel of our new tech, I guess. We were there for a while, enjoying ourselves and talking about random kids stuff, when there was a shift in the air, almost like a suffocating stillness and silence settling upon the woods. I paused the music and looked to Alex, who was already staring at me with a concerned expression on her face. We stayed still and silent for a minute, tilting our heads to listen to the woods and search out any unfamiliar sounds that normally would bellow out throughout the farm and night, but there were no birds, no summer bugs, and the trees almost seemed to be frozen in place. As if it was light winds that would usually rustle amongst us was completely vacant. It was a horrible, vulnerable feeling that Alex could feel too. Then began the sound of footsteps coming from even deeper in the woods. It took a moment for me to determine what the sound is, but the distinct rhythm of weight being picked up and down on the leaves is impossible not to realize. It was very heavy sounding and was coming up towards us from a steep slope down the side of the mountain and foothill. I remembered thinking it was impossible for a human to move so easily through that part of the woods since it was very thick, with fallen branches and trees, even making it hard for an agile, slim child to navigate. I mean, let alone an adult. It felt as though the woods laid still, and we're waiting for the footsteps to come even closer. "Do you hear that, Alex?" I whispered, and she nods. "It sounds like footsteps," I continue, and she nods again, looking like she was about to burst into tears. I took her hand and began running down the makeshift path with her, trying not to fall apart or let her lag behind me. We did not stop until we reached the house. I don't think we told anyone that day because we were just too shaken up to even comprehend what might have been out there. The next day, I said to Alex if she would go back to the spot with me. She was very hesitant but eventually agreed and said we could go back to look for other signs of humans. We made our way back, nervous but determined to discover what had invaded our little sanctuary. We reached the spot. I looked down towards the direction that we heard the footsteps. I think that I even slid down a bit to investigate the plausible indentations in the brush and leaves. Now initially I can't really see anything there. I didn't go too far because I was about to lose my nerve, and I hadn't noticed much anyway, so I decided to climb back up to where Alex was waiting for me very nervously. We decided that it must have been some kind of animal or deer, despite every logical explanation indicating otherwise. I knew what deer sounded like, and that wasn't a deer, but I wanted to forget and just have fun again. We took out our iPods and began the same ritual of relaxing and playing games while chatting about nonsense. It seemed like everything went back to normal, really, or relatively. So we quickly forgot about the terrifying experience and let our native childlike wonder take over. After a little while, the stillness returned. It happened so quickly that we almost forgot about what happened before. However, this time, the footsteps started almost instantly, seeming like it was a moment we forgot about them before. Now, this was really weird because maybe if it was an isolated event, we couldn't have questioned it too much, but now we're absolutely certain that this was real. Now, the best way I can explain the sound and the location is similar to a spot that we went to the day before, but somewhat more to the right of where the forest was, and it's very dark, and the incline to reach us is less steep. I didn't wait too long to run, but it was long enough to realize that the sound was fast and closer, definitely not a deer or bear. I did not look into the woods too closely because I wanted to get the hell out of there, and I was scared to see whatever it was. I knew it was close enough that it would be upon us at any moment if we didn't flee. So without a word, Alex and I took off and ran as fast as humanly possible out of the woods. It is not a super exciting experience, but really bizarre. I've actually since moved out, but I've never been able to forget this experience. I seriously don't have a clue what this possibly could have been. I doubt it was a person, so I'm really not sure what this was. A few years ago, my friend Tez and I set out on the Great American Road Trip. We were going to drive from New York to LA, zigzagging through the country for 6 weeks. Now, we're both in our early 20s and pretty broke, and my mum had a long haul truck and suggested that I saved a ton of money and we could actually sleep in the back of the hatchback. Now, it was pretty cozy as a setup. We brought some blankets and sheets at Goodwill and cut one of them up to make curtains. Now, by the end of the week, we gotten so ready that we can really set up a camp in about 10 minutes. I mean, luggage moved out to the front, curtains up, bedding down and ready for the night. Now, we slept in parking lots, free campsites, rest areas, basically anywhere it seemed safe and semi-legal. There was never a night after the first night where we felt scared until the last week of the trip in Arizona. We were near Flagstaff and we had gotten pretty used to our routine. We didn't go on a set schedule and would never drive more than a few hours. No destination really in mind, outside a few must-see landmarks. We'd drive to places we found the night before on Google and take suggestions from other campers, locals, and people we'd met. We'd also gotten very good at making friends. We went to Denny's with a group of rednecks we met at a campsite in the back of their pickup because I got hungry and overheard them saying that they were going to go. We met an 80-year-old cowboy who took us out drinking and taught us how to line dance at a country bar. Now, we played the guitar with some musicians in the middle of a thunderstorm, got fed up really, and decided that we're gonna go hang out with some other people we met. We spent the 4th of July with a family who basically adopted us into their campsite. Basically, every encounter we had with a stranger was really a positive one. This night didn't appear to be any different. We found a free campsite on Google and drove into the woods, following our GPS. We were pretty far out of town and something seemed a little off when we pulled up to the campsite. There was one RV parked and two cars further up in the trees. We pulled up near the RV and a man opened the door who said hello, and he just stared. Now, his expression was completely blank. Then, as if she hadn't said anything, he just slowly closed the window again and stared at us the entire time, figuring out that he wants some privacy and maybe we're being obnoxious. We pulled further down the road and found a flat spot to park the car. Instead of our usual routine of setting up camp immediately while it was still light out, we goofed around for a while and just had fun. Now, my friend pointed out a campfire further down the campsite, and we decided to go and be friendly. We'd met so many cool people from the previous few weeks that we actually wanted to go and chat and wander over.